And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, September the 10th, 2016. It is Season 10, Episode 36, and I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Nathan.
And welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for giving us the week off last week, and letting us do, I don't know what you guys did. I was in Seattle for PAX.
A whole lot of nothing.
PAX West. You played the Battlefield beta.
The beta.
There's a lot of bees in the Battlefield beta. We'll talk about the beta.
At least two of them.
Two betas or
no, two bees.
Two people. Oh, two bees. Jesus.
I was confused.
At least two. I was like, oh, two of you played the Battlefield beta.
I was like, there's two bees. Played with. Well, actually, I did play with the gamer me.
Who?
The guy who's been on the show, the gamer me. He's been on.
Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know.
I feel bad about that. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook, same way. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are streaming the video portion of the show at Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv, go up in the search box, type in in-game chat, you'll be able to find us, and then you can join the chat room live while we broadcast, with a lot of other people who are joining in the chat room live while we broadcast. In fact, let's do a quick chat room roll call. Moltile from Ireland is watching us right now. Hoggy, I think he's in Georgia.
Yes.
Is watching us right now. AC Wraith, I don't know where he's at, but he's watching us right now.
From the world.
Yeah, Lavos is in there too. Medusa's Mirror, I have urged her to return to the show.
Yes.
Because I have something for her that I am bringing her from PAX. And that's the only way she's going to be able to get it if she comes back to the show. She's got a thing going on this weekend, but she might be here next weekend or the weekend following that, something like that. So we'll get her in. Also, a really quick shout-out. I know she's not listening right now, but maybe she will later. But Melissa from Big Fish Games, happy birthday.
Oh, yay.
Today is her birthday.
AC Wraith is from upstate New York.
Why in the world did I think you were a foreigner?
Well, you know.
Either
well, America. As far as a foreigner would be, like, somebody not from...
Anyone above the Mason-Dixon line.
Red from my... Is that Florida? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm checking it now.
Please do. Moltal says, are there going to be no cameras tonight? There should be cameras.
Yeah. Says we are broadcasting.
And do you see us?
It says live, yeah.
Okay. My video is frozen, so I don't know.
Apparently it's not for RJ.
I'm getting no sound or video.
You're not getting sound or video on yours? How is it working for RJ?
Yeah, it looks
it's working on RJ's. Can you do a
I've refreshed it a couple times.
That is great radio right here.
Well, you know, we're figuring things out. That's just how it goes. What else would we do?
We've been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah, really.
You think we'd have our stuff ready.
Exactly. We've been doing this for a while now.
It's part of our charm.
But yes, upstate New York, sweet.
I'm going to try checking
on
it
ourselves. I'm getting sound, but no video from
From Moltau?
Yeah, from Moltau.
This is...
Maybe it's fallout from Brexit.
It's working. I'm checking right now, myself. Not that I'm the end-all be-all of this whole situation.
Oh, I think you are.
I'm getting live footage. It's loading. It says live, but it's loading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, my video feed's not working, but all right.
Just doing that circle thing.
Yeah, same here.
That's all it's doing. So, yeah.
While you're figuring that out.
That's really, really strange. I don't know why it's doing that. I'm going to stop it and start it again. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Drumroll.
While he's figuring that out. Yeah, we weren't here last week, so everybody that was listening, you know, heard a rerun, which I did hear it. It was the rerun that had Medusa's mirror on it, so it was kind of neat being able to hear her again.
Yeah.
And she does need to come up here for another sitting.
Yeah, it's a good time with her. We had a good time with her.
Oh, definitely.
You went to dinner with her.
Yeah, we went to a pizza place up in Prattville.
Is that the place you were going to
Fox's,
do that?
Fox's
yeah,
pizza?
You were going to do that challenge later on, right?
Oh, yes. That does sound good.
Like I said, when you decide to go, let me know. I want to be there and witness that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's giving me a weird thing. Now it's saying that it...
Whoa.
Yeah, now it's saying... Now it's giving me some kind of error code. Let me do this real quick. Okay, that's for later.
The clapper.
Slow clap. Slow.
They're already done filming.
Yeah. They've done
so,
it.
I mean...
So, yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on.
Are we broadcasting?
Nope.
No?
No.
All right.
I have redone the stream key for it. I have closed it and started it back open. I've changed server locations.
Anyone make some changes here while you were gone last week?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. You're the only one that used it. And you streamed Battlefield 1. Yeah. And I go back to the fact that it was working for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I saw his screen, yeah. So...
It was working for him, so I do not know what the situation for this is. There is a place you can go and listen to the audio stream if you'd like to. We're recording this, although there's a big gap going to be missing there while I was doing all that. But we are recording this so that you can watch this on YouTube later if you'd like. But if you go to newstalk931.com, click on the Listen Live link, and then you can just listen to the show live while we broadcast. You can do that. This is kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Hmm. So
adapt and overcome.
Yeah, and I'll keep checking it, you know, throughout the show to see if I can get some kind of get it connected. I did try to go to the dashboard earlier when I was trying to get the stream key. And Twitch gave me a message I'd never seen before saying that there was something wrong. Please be patient while we work this out.
It may be on their end.
Maybe it is. I don't know. It's kind of bugging me.
You got to be a high profile.
Right. Now you got to pay into. Yeah. If you want to keep that connection nice and secure, give us some monies. So on with the show. Like I said, if you would like to get in touch with us, the phone number is 334-272-9228.
Hopefully that works.
I would imagine that it does. I feel pretty confident that it's worked all week, so that should work. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so we talked about what RJ played and what he did over the week we were gone. Let's go to Matt.
Deus Ex.
More of that. Did you finish it up?
I am at the end. I didn't finish it, but I am at the end.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it.
Good.
I am, a lot. I mean, it's just like a continuation of Human Revolution. So if you liked Human Revolution, then all right.
I still haven't.
There's more.
Yeah, I still haven't bitten the bullet on it and decided to pick it up. I am hearing wonderful things about Hitman, though.
Yes.
Now
I think it's all out now.
Is it?
I think so.
Every episode?
I'm not sure. I know, but they have enough episodes out, that's for sure.
It may be. It may be done. And then they've got the retail release coming up in a few months, I think, or the full thing coming up in a few months. I was reading an article in PC Gaming or something like that. I can't remember which website it was, but it was for PC stuff. And they said... they said, really, it was a better experience. They feel it was a better experience episodically rather than one long
all
thing.
All at one time.
Yeah.
It does give you an excuse to go back while you're waiting to like, all right, let me go back into this mission, try and do it this way.
Right.
Or let me try and do it that way. And then they also have the escalation missions.
Mm-hmm.
Where those are interesting, where like first it's just kill this target,
mm-hmm.
and then once you kill the target, you go back. It's like, all right, kill this target wearing this outfit, and you go back, kill this target wearing this outfit with they just keep on adding ways
has to be done,
little modifiers to it. You know, make sure that you kill it without this person seeing it. You know, so really interesting. I'm liking it. I put it down in order to play. Dishonored and Deus Ex, but mm-hmm. I'll get back into it.
Okay. I, as far as gaming, I haven't played anything other than what I messed around with at PAX, which we'll go into probably after the first break here, but let's go on to Nathan. What have you been playing?
Well, I refuse to ask for any help or Google anything, but I'm slightly stuck in Abduction.
Where are you stuck?
Did you pull the flange?
Well, okay, I did discover a new area this morning.
So where are you? I've beaten it, so it's fine.
I'm going into that.
Okay.
So right now, everywhere I'm stuck needs an access code.
All right.
And I did discover a new area where it's all rocky, and there's a new portal. That now takes me back to the town. So now I've created that connection from the town to that area where it's... Like, the very first area, you have to unhinge the part that swings in the wind, and then you can move that bridge going across.
Right, the metal, the iron...
Yeah, I'm talking about
Yeah, that. I know what you're okay, talking about. Okay. So let me ask you, though. How was it the first time you pulled that crank and then pressed that button and it did its thing again, and you were transported to a different world?
How was it?
Well, I'm just saying, that was...
I found another one earlier that took me to the jungle.
The jungle, yeah, which but you couldn't do anything, could you?
No.
Yeah, you
so,
couldn't do a thing.
Then I just happened to stumble upon this one, which I don't know how I'd never saw it before, just because I feel like I've been through that way.
I don't know, it was just whenever I activated one of those things that would take me to a different place, it was exactly like a missed linking book. It was just, or it felt that way,
yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh, here we go. It was great. It's another one of those missed feelings that you get. Okay, so you are.
And then I've been really trying to play with that stupid gel machine that's next to the cash register. I'm so confused on that. I don't want to figure this all out.
I know you do. That thing is basically just a. Not really a tutorial thing, but you saw the note that's sitting on there that gives you like a list of different things. Yeah, see, I didn't do that. I put that note up on a screen and I got a notepad out and I recreated those designs so that I could sit by that computer and redo the designs and see what number it gave me. Have you? By now you should have. Have you? You've been to Farley's house, right? It's the first house you see when you enter in the area.
I haven't been in the house.
You haven't been in the house?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know you could go in the house. Yeah, I just right now there's three doors that need access codes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out what the heck to do with the machine, and then I just discovered that rocky area that I was playing with.
You need to find.
Don't tell me.
No. I'm not going to tell you where or how or really what, but you need to read a lot of things.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
There are places apparently that's
kind of what I've assumed that I needed to start reading.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I haven't found anything to read. I just haven't looked hard enough. That's part of my problem. But
well, you've already got the go-kart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you've skipped over some things you need to read then.
Okay.
If you were able to get the go-kart, you were in a position to where you could get a lot of information.
Okay.
And you'll need to read through things. Once you do that, once you read through those things, you will find a way.
That's actually not surprising because that was actually on my to-do list of going back through those areas mm-hmm. to see if I can find stuff to read.
Yeah, you need to read some stuff.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Somebody let Motel know that we're done talking about abduction.
No more abduction.
He can,
I just said.
Yeah. You're saying it's safe now, but it's on a delay, so make sure.
Well, we could wait a second.
I'm curious as to how far he is into the game, actually. By the way, Motel, we're not talking about abduction, but I'm very curious if you would, well, he is listening. I'm very curious if you would tell us in the chat room how far into abduction you are. I would be very, I'm very curious to know how that's working out for you.
So, speaking of abduction, did you find your photo?
No, I haven't found my photo. I did talk to them at PAX, and I talked to them last week. Before we did our show, or was it, I can't remember if it was before we did the show or after we did the show. I sent them an email and I said, hey, I don't have, you know, I was one of the backers for blah, 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 the photo thing. He's like, yeah, we're going to send out codes later this week, which they never did. I got up with him at PAX.
Codes for what?
For my Easter egg, so I could find my photo. Oh. Yeah. He said, we're going to send that out this week. And I said, I haven't gotten it. He said, yeah, we've decided against the original way we were going to do it. Now we're going to develop a puzzle for you to solve so you can access your thing.
But what about the other people when their things? I mean, if you don't know where it is?
No. That was, there were different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff you're seeing is a different tier than what I...
Okay.
Went into.
I need to go back and read what all the tiers gave.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Because the tier that... There were only about 35 of us on the tier that I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that tier got a photo of whatever they wanted put somewhere in the game, and it would... Originally, the description was you'd get a... You'd have a puzzle to solve. From what I understood, they went a different route with that and were going to give you an access code, again, so that you could just enter a series of numbers and then get what you wanted to...
Gotcha.
And then find what you wanted to... what you put in. However, when I talked to him at PAX, he said, you know, we're rethinking that idea. I think we want to develop a puzzle that is specific for you to solve.
But only you could get to solve it?
So that...
Like no one else can go in?
Well, you could solve it, but I'm sure you could also give the solution to other people if they wanted to solve it as well.
Gotcha.
The code thing was going to work the same way. I could give out my code, and people could go where they needed to go to enter the code, and they could see the photo if they wanted to. So
we could post that to our Twitter.
Right. And so now it'll... Again, they haven't really come to terms on how they're going to do this, but that was what I was told.
All right.
So
once they implement that, then...
Okay, Moltal has not played Abduction yet. He just plans to play it on Monday and has some time himself to stew in the game. He'll report back after that. Okay,
cool.
That's crazy. You were the $10,000 backer, man. Good news.
Let me tell you, that Patreon money went to good use.
Oh, jeez.
Not like we ever got 10 grand out of Patreon.
Oh, man. Mm. There was five people that did it.
That did the...
10,000?
Oh, the 10,000 one.
10,000 did the... 10,000. Five people did the 10,000. Eight people did the 4,500. 25 did the 850, or did the 1,000, sorry. 30 did the 850 with artistic design. And then 37 did the one without the artistic
design. I did find my name in the credits.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I watched the credits and found my name in the credits.
It's a pretty good amount of money.
I had to watch it twice because my name came up way before I thought it was supposed to come up.
Oh.
You know, I was just... I had completely...
Wouldn't it go by last name?
I completely... yes, it does.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I think. I tried to find yours, but did you put it into a tier that would give you a credit?
I just did the $25.
I don't know if that puts your name in the credit or not, in the credits or not. I tried to find your zone. I didn't. There's a lot of credits to watch, by the way.
You'll be listed in the backer section.
Okay.
The game's credits.
Again, there's a lot of credits to go through, so I could have easily missed yours. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Still not sure what's going on with our stream. We're going to take a break, though. When we come back, we're going to talk about PAX.
Battlefield 1.
We're going to talk about Oh, yeah, you played Battlefield 1 as well. Yeah. We'll talk about the Battlefield 1 beta that Nate played. We'll talk about PAX. We've got PlayStation news to talk about
mm-hmm.
and what they're doing with their system.
I don't know. Yeah.
Are you, I can't tell if you're being sarcastic. You're being completely sarcastic. Yeah. I don't know,
dude. I already pre-ordered.
I have not, by the way, and I am not going to
Wait,
order
can
this.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pre-order right now if you want to. You can go to Amazon and pre-order it if you'd like. I'm not doing it, though.
I'm waiting to trade mine in.
Well, I don't...
I'm so happy with my 4.
I can't because I have...
I just don't have PT. The necessary... I don't have... well, there's that. I don't have the... I just don't have the necessary equipment that it's going to benefit me.
VR? Oh, the TV?
No, the TV. Yeah, the TV, where it's really beneficial. I just don't have the equipment right now where it's going to support that. I don't have it for Scorpio whenever they do that, or Xbox One S, if that's what the case is. I don't have a 4K television.
And if I'm going to do something, I'm getting a better graphics card.
So. And yeah, so, I mean, I've looked into 4K TVs. I almost bought one when I put the TV that's in my bedroom, but I was like, you know what? Nah. I'm going to stick with my, I'm going to stick with my 3D, LCD screen and just go with that. And I don't really regret it. At the time, the 4K content was minimal. Right now, 4K content is very minimal. It's also at a premium. Mm-hmm. I've looked at 4K Blu-rays.
There aren't that many. There's like 5, I think.
Oh, no, there's a good bit. There's a good bit of them.
Being hyperbolic, yeah.
There's a good bit, but they're all at a premium of like $30, $35 for one of them. And yeah. I'm just not, yuck. That's gross to me. So, and then the Blu-ray player to play them on is $300, which I haven't paid.
Are we going to commercial?
We were, but now we're off track. Let's do that. Let's go to a commercial. I'm going to try and get this stream to work. I do apologize for it. We'll see what's going on with this thing. It was working before. Oh, well. Anyway, we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat. You want to get in touch with us, please do. 334-272-9228. Here's music from Portal 2. We'll be right back. He said. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. The stream is still down. Did some searching and found that there have been reports of people having problems with Twitch. Yeah. So, in fact, it started around 5:13 Eastern, which would have been 4:13 our time, which is exactly when this would have happened. So,
I want my money back.
Yeah, and there's people down for me. Twitch is down. No one is streaming. Seems pretty good. Oh, wait, I'm not on Twitch anymore. Zero viewers on everything. Twitch is down for me. Yeah.
So, it's the dog age.
Yep, looks like Twitch be down. Or it's having some issues, so.
So it wasn't us this time.
Doesn't seem like it was us. And everything seemed to point to the fact that it wouldn't be us, but I can never put it past us to screw something up, you know?
I would always look at us first.
Yeah, it's always us first. But it is saying that even the channel... Okay, I just logged into Twitch's homepage, and it says whatever that main video that they usually have on their homepage says offline.
Probably a intern unplugged some.
Could be. The hamster died. I don't know, man.
The hamster died.
Get something back in that wheel.
Jimmy!
Anyway, that's really kind of sucks. We were going to open up some loot crate boxes. We may not now.
No loot for us.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we may not do that
just
now.
Just throw them away. I don't even want to look at them.
I know. We opened them, though, and I'd kind of like to see what's in them. It's going to be tough to go a whole week without
our eyes only.
Taking a peek. Taking a little peek, sneak peek. Hey, I went to PAX.
Wait, oh, yeah. Battlefield 1.
I don't care about your Battlefield 1. I went to PAX. No.
It literally take me 2 seconds. I only put like 6 hours into it. So
go ahead. Talk about Battlefield 1.
So it's set in World War 1, obviously. It kind of cracks me up the whole time.
You say obviously, but you know.
Because if you want to know about Battlefield 1, you know what
you already know where
is,
the setting
so
is, yeah.
If you're not, then you'll find out once it comes out. It cracks me up that most of the weapons and all of the vehicles and everything are like more efficient than anything of the World War 2 games. It's like, oh, wow, this sniper would have been great during World War II because it blows away everything else. But, I mean, it's super cool. You know, I could care less about realism. It's not a military sim, so, you know, none of that matters. It's never mattered to me.
I was about to ask if there's that M1 Garand in there?
No, there was no such thing yet.
No ping? Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's a World War II weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I wanted to see if that ping was in there.
The only guns that you would know would be the
C-96 Mauser, I believe.
Yeah.
That was that time frame.
And the swords. I don't know any of the other guns. They've had to adjust certain things just because, you know, like I said, if they made it real, you know, you would just be sitting in a ditch for 6 hours. not
a little too
poking
real.
Your head out,
getting shelled.
Yeah, exactly. They have to, you know, change some things up. But anyway, so you know, it seems like a real fun Battlefield 1. Much better than the last one. I don't even remember the name of the last one.
Four?
So bad. No, not four. The Cops and Robbers one.
Hardline?
Hardline, yes.
Yeah.
It was so bad I deleted that from my memory.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, it fun beta. I had some bunch of glitches, though. I was kind of surprised. I had quite a few. I spawned with no weapon, which I guess would be more realistic to World War One. That I had nothing. You know, I literally just had to pick up people that died around me their weapons.
There's a rock. I'll grab it.
No, that's literally all I had was just a knife. I was just running around. But yet, when I would hop on my horse, then he had like I could switch around my other guns and stuff.
Yeah.
But so when that would happen, I'd find someone that was dead, run up, pick up their weapon, and then I would just have that weapon. Like, none of the pistols, none of the weapon kits and everything. I was like, that's kind of realistic.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to happen, but...
Yeah. What was the worst one you went through, glitch-wise?
I couldn't spawn. I'd fall through the map immediately. Every single time I'd spawn.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't even...
So this really feels like a beta then, doesn't it?
It kind of did. It's another glitch I had where...
Honestly, I'm used to betas now just being a...
Game.
Demo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, this one, my horse, I flew over the mountain.
But did he
man, that's some cool horse.
Did he buck you off or something?
No, no. Like,
you have a flying unicorn?
I was running.
Did you name it Falco?
Is it a perk?
I was running, and a tank blew up, and for whatever reason, it catapulted me onto the mountain. And, like, I kind of went over it, and then it flung me out of the map. It's actually, I wish I recorded it. It's very
interesting. That would have been the best part.
Man,
this is great.
In Battlefield physics.
Yeah, it was interesting. Another one I had, the rock formation, whatever, collapsed on me, but it didn't kill me. And, like, so I was stuck.
No.
I don't know. just a bunch of glitches like that, though. Yeah. Which, I mean, I didn't care. You know, I'm used to the old school beta testing. Yeah, of, oh, yeah, sure. Hey, you're going to see some break. Issues.
I'm trying to think if this is the same level as those Red Dead Redemption glitches that, that made it stand out so much when it was released.
So good.
Yeah, no, what was the Wolfman?
Cougarman.
Or Cougarman. No Cougarmans in this one that I found.
Too bad.
Yeah, really the main one, though, was just having no weapon was very interesting.
Yeah.
I just had to make sure I was on a horse or a vehicle. Horse battles, though, are very, very fun, where it's just one-on-one, and you're both on horses.
Is it like jousting?
No, it's totally like Red Dead Redemption of... You know the rifles in Red Dead where it's just like that single shot, it takes a second to mm-hmm. shoot another one? That's the only weapon you can use when you're riding the horse. But if you get a headshot, well, so me and the gamer me...
Well, I saw some guy using a sword.
Yeah, well, that's if you're... You can switch to the
sword.
Okay,
yeah.
But if you want to shoot,
yeah, you can
swap back and forth. Which the sword's kind of overpowered. I mean, you can just...
I watched the videos and it looked that way.
You can just slaughter through... It's so overpowered. Which people
take out a tank,
which is hilarious because people just freak out when they see a horse coming at you. I'm like, shoot him! Like it's not you can kill the horse. You don't even have to aim for him; just shoot the horse. Which I mean, some people are like, oh, that's horrible.
No, it's not.
No, no, I no problem shooting him. But anyways, it was just me and him. Like we joined a server; it was just me and him in there, and we were on the enemy. On opposite teams, so we just got on horses and just had horse battles like around this little mountain thing, mm-hmm. and we were just like trying to run around shooting each other and stuff, and it totally just looked like Red Dead Redemption, just sitting on the horses trying to shoot each other until someone died.
That's a game I need to get back into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean I have been, and I've just
weren't there rumors of something of a remastered? Was that fake?
There was rumors of a sequel. Somebody had map leaks. There were map leaks of a possible sequel. And we still haven't heard anything from that. So I don't know. Kind of waiting to see to find out what that might be.
Yep. Okay, PAX News.
PAX News. Hey, went to PAX West. Woo! I went to Microsoft on Thursday.
And that's it. Cool. All right.
Battlefield
beta.
Played a bunch of indie games there. There was a lot of indie games.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, there was. Played Cuphead.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Nice. Played Cuphead.
That looks like a lot of fun. Did you wear a cup?
Looks like a lot of hard is what that looks like.
Did you wear a cup? Better.
No, I didn't wear a cup. But that game's hard.
Even better.
RJ, that is a co-op was kind of fun
mm-hmm.
Because if your partner dies, all you have to do is jump over to him and tap a button and it'll revive him. But if you miss that,
mm-hmm.
you got to wait for the other person to die. So,
mm-hmm.
But no, it's a lot more difficult than I was expecting. And we were
so don't let the cartoon imagery fool you.
Yeah, we had it set to easy mode too,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't beat this boss that we were playing against. So it's a little difficult.
How much time did you spend with it?
Not very long, maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, so it's just a better issue of maybe it takes a little longer to find the pattern.
Yeah, and started us right at a boss battle. I think I don't remember doing any kind of platforming through the main part, but it's great. All the sound effects are I was gonna say
cartoony?
Handmade. There's somebody making the noise.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you shoot, it's a guy going pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you jump, it's a boing, boing.
So everything is voice acted.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Sound effects and voices in there.
There was an old Call of Duty United Offensive mod.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy did all the sound effects for everything. He's like, boo!
Didn't that happen in Dead Space or Dead Space 3 when you had the foam hand?
The foam hand. Isaac said bang or pew.
Bang, bang, bang.
That was two, right?
Bang, bang.
I think it was two, yeah. Primary fire was bang, and then the alt fire was pew.
Yeah. But no, that was a difficult game. There was a lot of other games there as well. There was Road Redemption, which is made by the people who were trying to kind of revitalize, was it Road Rash?
Yeah.
The biker game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They did a Kickstarter, which is another Kickstarter that I backed at a very low tier just to get the game.
Not, you know, $3,000
worth. No. But I've been following the updates on it, and they recently had a horrible update because they said, look, we have to apologize, but all of our houses are flooded right now because they're based in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And right now we're all living out of one person's house. The entire team is living out of one person's house. We do not have the means to work on the game right now.
I said that should make it easier because everyone's right there.
Well, no, all their equipment's somewhere else. You're a heartless, heartless person.
He doesn't want excuses. He wants results.
So I talked to him for a little bit, and you know, it was just like, hey, send our best to them to hope everything's better.
Yeah.
When was that? Do you remember when the game was set to release?
It is in early access right now.
Oh, okay, so it is out.
But they can't do anything, or they couldn't at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's gotten better for them or not. Another game I played, and I can't remember the name of it, but I got the business card for him. It was a duel game. It was very 8-bit graphics type thing, but it was two people doing a duel, and you'd wait for this series of button presses to come up on the side that you're on or the side that the other person's on. You would follow that, and you would have to enter that code in. So it would be something like Y, B, left, down, up, Y, B, A, whatever. And you'd have to do that. The first person to get all those codes in would fire the weapon and get the shot.
So quick time event?
Kind of.
Yeah. Who's the quickest on the quick time?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Imagine playing that drinking.
It was really short, but
that's
it was a lot of fun.
Playing every game.
So it was like best of three, and I'm sure settings could allow you to do best of five, best of seven, something like that. But
okay, when you say duel, like a gunfight?
Yeah, gunfight.
So, okay, gunfight.
Now,
okay.
I only saw the gunfight portion of it. It may change to be something, I don't know, different, knife throw or something else. I don't know.
Knife throw, Old West gunfight.
It doesn't matter. The point would be is that whoever can input
the buttons quick.
Got the kill.
Yeah.
So that's what that was.
Yeah, that lends itself really well to drinking. Making?
I can't remember.
Oh. Duel.
I'll have to go. I have the business card for it, but I'll have to.
I was looking at the Rogue Redemption website. They said they wanted to release on October 15th and Xbox One and PS4 on January 15th of 2017, but of course with their situation,
it might push it back a little bit. They may be able to catch up with it. I'm not exactly
sure.
Might
be a good long delay on that one.
Yeah.
And understandable in this case.
There was another game I think called The Bunker, which looked really, really cool.
Yes, I have seen that.
Yes. That looked really, really nice. Rideout, I think it's called Rideout or Ridout. It was very much a Wipeout clone type thing.
Yes.
Looked really awesome.
So that looks to be really trying to take the reins of anti-gravity racing.
Played the new one from Behemoth. Is it Behemoth that did Castle Crashers and
Castle Crashers Battle Block Theater?
Yeah, was it called Pit People? I don't know. Had a funky looking controller though.
Really?
Yes, very interesting looking. Not a controller that you needed to have to play it, but for them, they had come up with this really. The Y button is actually a stick in the shape of a Y that you pull down. It was kind of strange. So that was Thursday. Friday, what?
Looking at that controller.
Oh, did you see it? The pit one? Yeah, did you see it? Shoot a link into the chat room for everybody. That's it.
What in the world?
There it is. That's the Y button. It's actually a Y.
Y lever.
Yeah.
Like, why? This is the real question.
Jeez.
I don't know. But that's it. And so then Friday was the official day of PAX. I spent my morning and went down to the market to get some food and some cheese because there is a cheese. There's a place that makes cheese down there. It's for Breacher's Cheese, I believe is what it's called.
Did you bring any back?
Mm-hmm. I did not, but they make cheese curds there. It's so good. They'll make a grilled cheese. Right, it's the best grilled cheese you have ever had from a cheese store.
How sharp is it?
Oh, it's not. It's not sharp. It's not sharp.
Doesn't cut you.
No. I'm sure you can get some made with sharp. Their mac and cheese is really good too.
Yeah.
That's my plug there for Breachers. It's so good. Then I got into the press line to get in for an hour early. I didn't have very long to do this because Amy's keynote started at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
So they let us in at 9. The PAX doors opened at 10, and then her keynote started at 10:30. So I ran around, looked at everything. They had a nice big Resident Evil 7 set up, big house front that you could go into when you got in line. Apparently, I talked to people who did that. I did not get in line for this, but I talked to people who did. It was basically the E3 demo, but in VR. You really didn't control anything, but you were wearing the VR helmet and could walk around and it did everything for you. But that was about it. A lot of PlayStation VR setups over there. I tried to book an appointment for that, and then I was just, you know, I'm getting the system. I'm not going to, yeah, I'll just play the system when I get it, rather than come back and wait in this line to do this. To play one of the selected demos they had, all I really wanted to play was the Batman VR. so there was no guarantee that I was going to be able to do that. So that that was fine. And they had a theater presentation for Horizon Zero Dawn. That was Sony. And Sony had some other... They had some kiosks set up where you could play some games and things like that. They had that game from David Cage. Is it David or is it Cliff that's doing this one? It's the game that's all done on paper. It looks like it's being done on paper. And I can't remember the name of it now. I want to say it's the guy who did, I want to say it's David Cage is doing it, and I could be wrong on that, but Microsoft had set up with Battlefield 1 and Halo Wars 2 and Halo 5 stuff. They had a bunch of Halo things on Microsoft's booth and Battlefield 1 kiosk all set up. EA was not there. Capcom was there. They had Street Fighter 5. They had that going on, and a couple of, I think, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorneys and a few other things.
Yeah, I heard about they made a new
The Japanese one, I think, is finally coming over here into September.
Nintendo was there only with Pokemon. That was it. They did not have Zelda, and even Pokemon wasn't playable. The only thing playable there was
Tamagotchi?
Nah, it's something else. It's close to that. But that was the only thing there playable. That was it. It was really kind of weak from Nintendo's standpoint of things. Warcraft was there with the new expansion.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I did resub. I didn't pay for the thing, but that was another game I played.
Yeah. That thing had some good numbers there. Like 3-some-odd. I don't know what the thing was, but I wrote it down. I did the thing. 3 million or something? I can't remember what it was. Player concurrency at launch was the highest since Cataclysm. So there, that's what it was. Let's see, what else did I play? I got to sit around with Abduction and play that in VR.
How'd that look?
It was fantastic.
What do they do? The Rift?
It's the Rift.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the Rift. And it was great because you could look around and turn around and do it. It was fantastic. I got to play Rock Band in VR.
Oh.
That was a Thursday night thing, which I forgot to mention. I went to, there was some club or something they had set up, and you could go inside, and you went into these rooms, and they had Oculus Rift and the Oculus Touch. The guitar you were playing had an Oculus Touch on the end of the guitar, I guess, to show movement, because when you're in VR, while you couldn't see your hands, you could see this guitar floating in space that you were holding. And so basically you would look at an option when you're in your options menu, you would look at it and it would highlight and then you would strum to select it. Or I think you would actually hit one of the frets. You'd hit one of the frets to select it. Strum would be a menu thing of like, I want to scroll up and down.
Scroll up and down, yeah.
But you would select it with a fret. And they only had a few songs. They had like 5 songs to pick from. I can't remember all the songs that were there to pick from, but I played a killer song. And they have, I don't know how much you guys are on Rock Band purists or anything like that, but I was only shown one mode. If there is a better mode or an expert mode or something like that, maybe it changes, but they have dumbed this down to be nothing.
Wow.
You can play, there is, first off, there's no note track in front of you.
What?
I know, right? There's no note track.
Then
how do you play, right?
That's what I'm wondering.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, geez.
You just strum and press the frets, and that's it.
So basically, you get a participation badge for.
Which is why I think they had me on easy, but I talked to them about it, and they're like, "No, this is how you're going to play it now." I mean, he didn't come out and say that all you have to do is strum and you're good, but that was the gist of it.
The game sounds pointless the way you're describing it right now.
Well, it was kind of, obviously you're going to spend this kind of money on something that and so you want to get something out of it. I was just doing a demo, and that was really cool to be in VR on a stage like this was really strange. Because you're on a stage, you're seeing people in front of you, and you can look at your bandmates, and you can see the drummer behind you,
like,
and all this
other
stuff.
How would you be able to look around and still have the note track coming at you?
Right. Well, that's how they do it. They got
rid
of the note tracks.
Get rid of the note tracks.
There is, on the arm of the guitar, just above, it's kind of like where the strings, where you would tighten the strings and adjust the strings. On that part of the guitar are four circles. They represent the four frets. Or maybe the five, I guess, but they represent the five frets. And so they would start blinking, and you'd feel the controller buzz, because that's when you knew a note change was coming. And so they would start blinking, and you'd feel it buzz, and they'd blink, and that would be, okay, that's the next frets that I need to be in. And so you would change it on a beat whenever you felt like it. Again, this is how they dumbed it down.
Wow.
And then boom, there you go. If you did it good enough, you'd get a multiplier. If you didn't, nobody booed. And the sound didn't change. It didn't register as an error.
So you don't get to hear your mess ups.
Pretty much. And then there was a freestyle mode during the middle of the song where you could just strum up and down and hit anything, and it was doing all these weird effects and stuff. And they've done this before in Rock Band before, and it always looks really cool. You have to build up your multiplier to get to the mode.
The jammer.
But building up your multiplier is not very difficult. This was the easiest. Let me give you an example. When I went to E3, not this past year because I didn't go, last year was when Rock Band and Guitar Hero Live were coming back into this for the new generation of consoles. They've been gone for a while, and they're kind of still dead, but they were coming back. So I got to play Guitar Hero, and I got to play the new Rock Band, and I sucked at it because I hadn't played these things in forever.
Mm-hmm.
It had been so long since I had played any of these that when I was trying to find the stuff, I was just like,
God. Yeah, it's like a game. You put it down for a while, you're going to get back into it.
I was like, this is horrible. I am miserable at this. There was nothing good about
it. It's like when I played Beatmania.
Yeah.
Trying to get that turntable on levels on seven keys. I was like, ugh.
And so I can't tell if they're doing this from the reaction. I'm sure there were people who enjoyed it, but sales of Rock Band have not been very well. I'm almost positive the sales of Guitar Hero Live haven't been very well
it's
either.
It's had time.
You know, it's
time to move on.
Not as good as what it once was. And I don't know if maybe this change is based on that. Maybe this change is also based on the fact that it is in VR and they are trying new things of how to work this into VR.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best part of this is just like you get at any of these game press things. Hey, so how'd you like it? That was really neat. Okay, you got any questions? How many songs? We're not ready to talk about that. All right, well, you know, this is the first time Rock Band's going to be on PC. How are you working out the wireless capabilities and everything else? We're not ready to talk about that yet. We don't have that straightened out. Well, what about, you know, it's got to be played with the Rift. So will the Rift and the Touch come in with a package? You're gonna bundle this? Are you going to have some kind of, how are you going to market this out there? Is it going to be where people can buy an Oculus Rift and a Touch and the guitar, the Rock Band game? Will it be packed in? Is there going to be some kind? And I'm going to talk about that right now. There was no question I could ask that they could talk about. I have no idea what they wanted me to ask him when he asked me to.
The only thing at that point,
come with the questions.
The only thing you can say at this point is, "What can you tell me?"
Yeah, really. That's exactly how I should have phrased it. What can you tell me about the game?
Yeah.
And he probably would have pointed at the demo and said, "Well, here it is. This is all we can tell you. It's got a. It's going to be." He did tell me it was a launch title with the touch peripherals for the Oculus Rift.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a launch title for that. And then I said, you guys will be ready for the launch?
We're not going to talk about it.
And he said, yeah, we'll be ready for the launch. And then I said, do you know, is it going to launch this year? He's like, that's Oculus's thing. I said, well, if you know, you're going to be ready for launch, then whatever.
Nothing. He knows nothing at this point.
I couldn't get any information. It was ridiculous. We've got to take a break. And I've still got two more days to talk about. We've also got the PlayStation announcement. We still got 1 hour of the show left. So stick around. We'll try and stream this thing again. I don't know. We'll see if we can get it working. But according to everything I was reading, Twitch be down this afternoon. So here's music. It's called Two Galaxy. And we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chats. This was a game I played on the flights. Oh. Geometry Wars.
Oh.
So, welcome back to the show. Goodness, where was I? PAX. More PAX stuff.
Yep.
I had a nice little visit. They were in my hotel, actually, on the 7th floor, I think. One of the 7th floor meeting rooms. Ubisoft.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got to play Steep.
Okay.
Yeah. Not bad.
The wingsuit part looks interesting.
The wingsuit part is not really difficult, but probably the one I would play the most.
That would be fun in VR. Mm.
I asked them about that. They didn't. They like, maybe. They weren't ready to say.
Every time I think of Steep, I think about that SSX. So what? How's it compared to?
Trust me, it is nothing but that is exactly the feeling, because it is one giant mountain. So the overview, like the menu, whenever you want to pick an event, it gives you this mountain range you're looking at, and you can move the camera over the mountain to pick an event somewhere on that mountain and do it.
Okay, because SSX was like
that was a lot like that.
Well, the globe was like a global thing, like a...
Well, you would pick a mountain range and then go to that. And then from there, you would pick something along that mountain to do your thing. This was with SSX, but with Steep, it was one giant, this was it.
Yeah, one big location.
You didn't move from different mountains to mountains. It was one giant area of a mountain.
Okay.
And you could select different events. And apparently, every event you picked, you could change how you wanted to do that. So if you picked an event that was skiing... Mm-hmm. You could attempt to beat the time on that, and that's basically all it was a bunch of, it's all time trials, just trying to have the best time.
Was there like a free ski?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. It was so you could do that, but at the start, before you actually started that, you could change that to do the wingsuit at that thing. You could change it to do snowboarding. I think there was one other, and I can't remember what it was, but there's only like four things you could do. But you could change it to be any one of the things that you wanted it to. So it was freedom to do that. Also, there may be a free ski, but the only way I was able to activate it, because during the demo, the guy said, because every time I hit the finish line, like any game, I would stop and let it do its stuff and whatever. He's like, you know, you don't have to stop. You can just keep going. It'll do everything else. And so once I got through with the finish, I could just ski completely on down that mountain all the way through and find other events if I wanted to. So you don't actually have to stop when the race is over.
You can sit just in keep going. Chair and ride it up the mountain.
No, you just go back to the main mountain. You go to the mountain menu.
Ski lift.
You go back to the mountain menu and then pick something else.
Is this like it was for what was it, Burnout Paradise, where there was no real stop? You just, after a race was over, you just kept driving around to find the other race to go to.
In the exception, well, with the exception that you had the option to start at a race. Mm-hmm. In other words, Burnout was, I want to go to this race. It's on this side of the map. I need to drive to it. Mm-hmm. This one is, I want to go to this race. I can ski over there if I want to, or I can just go to that menu that has the mountaintop and just select it, and boom, there I am. Mm-hmm. Could you divert from a course? In other words, if I selected a course, started, and said, you know, I don't want to play this anymore, and then just divert and go my own way? I think... I would think you would have that option. I was too focused on... There was one that I was doing. It was snowboarding, and I had to go through checkpoints. And as soon as I missed one of the checkpoints, it's like, hey, you missed a checkpoint. And then I would restart. Mm-hmm. But the guy there said, you know, you have to restart. You can just keep going down the mountain if you want to. But I was really determined. I was like, no, I missed a checkpoint. I want to do this.
Yeah, you want that perfect run.
I wanted to see if I... Yeah, it was the competitor in me of trying to do this. And so... I wasn't overall impressed with it. I mean, I would rather have an SSX than this, but it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
A slight drop off from your feelings with SSX?
Yeah, the trick system was not very good.
Mm, or limited.
You still do the same thing. You know how you do in SSX where you have to get your guy in a jumping position, and then when you hit the end of the jump, you have to let go so he does the jump.
Get all those different variations.
Right.
To do a trick, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not really up on the trick aspect of it, because he wasn't really instructive on how that would work. The best way he kept relating it was Tony Hawk. which is a game I never played. I never played any of the Tony Hawk games.
What's the name of this one again? Yeah.
Steep.
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 Yeah. But I had played SSX, and the general rule of SSX was do anything you want to in the air, but when you land, your board better be under you.
Yeah.
And that was the move I was trying to make. However, even when I had the board under me, I still had some momentum in some directions where my guy would be leaning a little bit too over, you know, he'd be too far over and would tumble.
More realistic, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else, yeah. So it's not, it's not something I was looking like I wanted to pick up at launch or anything like that where I was really excited about it. I was never excited about it when I saw it at E3, mainly because I was hoping that was going to be Splinter Cell, and it wasn't.
A rental, maybe?
Well, maybe even a rental. I don't know. I want to see more of it. Mm-hmm. But this, for whatever reason, it is not scratching any itch I have right now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So then I got to play For Honor.
That's the Viking game, isn't it?
Maybe. It's Viking. It's different stuff. Because I was playing a samurai guy at some point.
Oh, yeah. Viking samurai guy.
Yeah, there was the samurai guy. There was the the Viking samurai.
Viking samurai and the female knight.
There was a knight.
Yeah.
There was a knight. There was a samurai. And then there was just the tank. The big, brutal,
The big guy, the Viking.
The big Viking guy, yeah. And those were the three I could pick from when I played this. There's potential here, and I think I want to play more of it so that I can learn the combat mechanics or at least get better adjusted to the combat mechanics for it. The duel part of For Honor was the best part that I played.
Okay.
That's when two players, and it was just two players, and that was it. You go against each other best of, I think, five or seven. I can't remember what it was.
You have to input a whole bunch of button
programs. No, it wasn't button matches. I mean, so... So your character has a lock-on stance, and the lock-on stance is the key to any situation you'll be in with other opponents.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fighting grunts, which there are a lot of, I mean, you stand out like giants among these grunts. You're like really, really big, and the grunts are really small. So when you go in, and all we did was capture points. So
is it kind of like a... Was it...
It's about Dynasty, Dynasty Warrior? Warriors, yeah.
If I'd ever played that, I would tell you.
Okay.
Basically, a bunch of you're this general, Chinese general, and you're going around just beating a lot of grunts, but they're not. You're not like huge. You're not like ridiculously huge compared to them. They're all just average.
Well, the reason they did this, I'm sure, is so that opponents and you could tell teammates and opponents apart.
Okay.
Of people that you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
The grunts can't really do anything to you. You don't even need the lock-on system for that. You just fight, and he does animations to kill the small guys.
Yeah.
Whenever you come upon one of the opposing team members, it's usually best to attack them in a group. Mm-hmm. If it's one-on-one, you have a chance, but if you can get a buddy to show up there, and that was the best part about the communication. We were playing on a four-on-four type situation, and so it's like, hey, I'm over here with this guy. I need some help with him. Somebody could come around and help you out with it. You get into your lock-on position, and if you can tell which way the guy is going to swing from, if he's coming from the right, you can flick your stick up and to the right, and that would block, Or if he's coming from the left, you do the left. If he's coming from overhead, you would push up and block from overhead. The key is going to be figuring out how their attacks are coming, and it's very difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And it's even more difficult to do when it's two-on-one. If it's two-on-one, your best bet is to get away. Mm-hmm. Is to run away or get somebody over there to help you.
Is there like a life meter, or was it like more like Bushido Blade, where if you get hit in the right spot, you're crippled?
No. There was a life meter.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a life meter, and there were some nice executions when you got him down. If you pressed, I think the B button, he would do a nice little animated execution.
Mm-hmm.
But you would control points and try and keep those points controlled up until whoever got 1,000 points. Once 1,000 points hits, if the other team is able to capture a point within a certain amount of time, they get an advantage. In other words, game's not over with yet. If the timer runs out and they can't grab any one of those points, the game's over. But if it doesn't, then it goes into like a sudden death mode. Once it hits that sudden death mode, if you die, there is no respawning.
Hmm.
So it's an attempt to build up your points and try and capture these things and stay alive. For any team, by the way, once it gets into sudden death, not just the team that's at the disadvantage. That part of it, that whole capturing points things on a team-based thing, I think with a good team, I think it would work really, really well. I do not know how many players that will support. We were doing 4-on-4. It may go up higher than that. The combat was sluggish, just exactly like it looked at the E3 demo. The combat was really sluggish and...
maybe slow to account for that defense system you're talking about.
Maybe. Everything was very slow in this game,
Time to react to the fact that which direction is this attack coming from.
Now, the one-on-one worked exactly like the capture the points things. It was just you and another guy. That was it. There were no grunts to fight. There were no points to capture. It was just the two of you, and you were trying to find a point at which you could make a good attack. Mm-hmm. I found the easiest thing to do was... keep that block up, but as soon as you get a chance, do the one of the buttons that would allow you to kind of shoulder charge the guy, and it would kind of disorient him for a second, so you get a swipe or two in. It's hard to block the shoulder charge.
Or just avoid it.
Right, right. It was just because it's not telegraphed. It's not something that you can kind of see coming like you can see a swing. And the swings are very... even though I say the game's sluggish, the swings are fast enough to where... like I said, if I played more of it, I could probably get that timing down and find that rhythm. But just playing it for what I was playing it, I was having a really hard time blocking any attacks because I could not... fast enough react to which way they were coming from.
Instead of blocking, could you parry?
The instructions did not give us any kind of parry. We played through a tutorial and there was no parry that I remember through the tutorial.
I'm thinking like maybe a reward or something for perfect timing on a block. You would stun your opponent when they hit your guard or something. Just guessing.
No. Part. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what that would be. They didn't call it a parry then. But yeah, I mean, if you were able to block, that gave you enough time to get an attack. Mm-hmm. Blocking had a reward. If you could block, you could get in an attack. But half the time I couldn't get a good block off just for the fact that I couldn't time it right. I'd get lucky a few times to guess which way he was coming from. Okay. And then some players would show a preference of, I'm going to keep coming from the right. And so you could kind of...
yeah, they had tendencies, so yeah.
Yeah, you could kind of judge on that. But
you just hit a button to attack, or did you have to use the...
there were two attacks. There was a quick strike and a
power
strike type thing. Yeah. There were two different ways to attack. And then there was the shoulder charge. Or I think it was more of like a kick type thing, but still it was something that would disorient them enough for that you could get now if I did do a shoulder charge to disorient them, but I went for a strong attack, they had time to get out of the way of that. If I did a quick attack, it wouldn't take as much damage off, but I could still go into it. So that was For Honor. I don't know. It seems very multiplayer based. So
it sounds like it.
It all depends on who might be playing this and if it ever gets exciting from then.
But and wait, what did you play this on?
This was being played on a PS4.
Okay.
Yeah, all of these were played on a P. No. I'm sorry. This was a PS4. Steep was a PS4. Then I played South Park, and that was on an Xbox, or at least a PC with an Xbox controller. And I played the Nautilus Rift of... this was disgusting, by the way.
Yeah, I watched the video on it.
Oh my god, it was gross. They had a bowl of coffee beans so that you could stick your nose in it after you had been... they had Febreze sitting out in the room. It was...
okay, wait a minute, I missed this. What?
Really bad. It's just South Park being South Park.
Okay.
So the Oculus Rift is VR. Well, the Nautilus Rift was a
thing nasal
that went around your nose.
Okay.
So that you could smell
Cartman's farts.
Basically, the gas.
Joy.
And it wasn't Cartman. It was your character. So the first thing he does, he's like, hey, let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Press the X button. You press the X and he makes it, you know, and then it comes in and it's just... they must have had the most fun watching people react to this stuff.
Could you imagine being the tester for that? Like, no, this needs a little more sulfur to it.
It was bad. I actually had to wear it down around my neck after a while just because I couldn't take it, and so it would waft up every now and again. So the first thing they make you do is so you've got it plays out. I don't know if anybody saw the gameplay from like the first. Yeah, okay. So that's what I played.
Is it being released?
Huh?
Is that
no?
Okay.
But they made me sign a waiver, and I thought, wait a second, is this a real thing you guys are gonna? He's like, no, it's not a real thing we're doing.
Gosh, I kind of wish that they would.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll have demo units at places that you can strap
or
on,
like
and,
you know, the collector's
it.
Edition.
Dude, it's gross. It's gross. It's really, really bad. So the first thing they have you do is go up. You're trying to find the code to get into the basement so you can join Cartman. So you go upstairs to find this code. I knew exactly where it was from watching
the
demo. But he's like, go check the bathroom. And I was like, it's not in there. I said it's not in there. He's like, yeah, I know, but I want you to do this thing first.
It's a trap, man.
So I go to the bathroom. He's like, all right, sit on the toilet. And I apologize for any who's young viewers or young listeners or anything like that. I don't want to offend you. I'm going to be as PG rated as I can about this.
Careful, we're on FCC.
I know. So he's like, squeeze the trigger. So you squeeze both triggers and your guy makes this face as he's sitting on the toilet. He makes this face and it's the face that you would make. He's like, now take both thumbsticks and push them in the opposite direction of each other. As though you're spreading the control sticks apart.
Yeah.
Simulating whatever. And then as you do this, that's like charging your thing, and then you press the X button and release, and it is basically the scene from Dumb and Dumber. And it's gross.
Is that when it whips up in your face?
And that's the last time you have to deal with it, except for this one part where you want to get to some higher position out on the streets of South Park where the dude with the kite, I think it's Butters or Kyle, somebody with the kite, you know, you break wind and he lifts you up a little higher and you do this. And so that was the only time. And then I did and then I played the game regularly, and that's going to be a fun game. So
I enjoyed the first one, Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
I wish I could pre-order the get the collector's edition, but that's just way too much money.
What is it?
You get a remote control car of Cartman.
Oh, okay. And what is it? How much is it?
I think 250.
Ooh, wow.
Wow.
200?
Wow. Mm. So yeah. that was Ubisoft.
Cuz the next one down it was 100 and then the $60.
I had a chance to play Sonic Mania.
Okay.
A lot of fun there. I played both levels, the Green Hill Zone and then the new zone that they had.
Was something brand new, nothing from the classics on.
$189
no.
on Amazon.
No.
No, they dropped it.
And I think you'll get a percentage off of that because of their, if you're a Prime member.
Yeah.
So it'll be even less than that. Okay. No, the Sonic Mania, the second level that I played, reminded me of the casino area.
Casino Nights.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was something different. It had to do with TV monitors and something like that. But it was.
I'm trying to think. It sounds like something from Sonic CD.
Yeah, it may have been. It was kind of like a best of, is how they described it.
This comes with a steelbook too.
What does
the
South Park thing?
Edition?
Yeah, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun.
Back to basics, really. With
what I loved about it, and what I hadn't seen in a long time, was that Sonic would get further ahead than the camera would catch up to him.
Yeah,
I hadn't seen that in a while.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've done that in a while, but I do remember that from the original game,
mm-hmm.
where he would get so much speed, and the camera's like, well, okay, we'll catch up to you.
Yeah, I've been cases where I hit that spring mm-hmm. at full momentum, and then all of a sudden I'm off screen trying to remember what happened.
Was that our first complaint about the? Okay,
we're done.
Yeah, great.
Cutting the show off now.
So I played that, and then I played the 3DS game Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom, Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of enjoyed that, too. I'd been playing my 3DS on the way there because I picked up the game everybody recommended, 999.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed that and played some of that. And I was also playing Puzzle Dragons on the way up there, the Mario-themed version of Puzzle Dragons. So I'd actually gotten a lot of use out of my 3DS. And so I was really interested in that Sonic game as well.
Yeah.
So I played that, and what else did I take a look at? Abduction, like I said, I played in the Oculus Rift.
What was up with the Rick and Morty?
Oh, that's right. I played Toe Jam and Earl.
Cool.
Which played exactly like the original. Then I played Rick and Morty in VR. That was really cool. They are 3D generated. It is their voices.
It's only one voice.
Basically, they create a clone of Morty. You're a clone of Morty.
Okay.
And then the first thing they want to do is kill you after they create you. It's like, oh, we created him. There he is. All right, he served his purpose. Let's kill him. And then something happens where they've got to go. And they're like, okay, we're just going to leave you here in the garage, Rick's garage, and we'll be right back. So they leave you, and you're free to just move around the garage, pick things up, look at them, play with them. I opened up Mr. Meeseeks in VR.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, yeah. And I found that was the Plumbus. Messed around with that thing, just shook it around. I was like, oh, whatever this is. I opened up the hatch on the floor. Threw stuff down there, and it would all come up in shreds and things like that. So there were jokes all over the place just from him, from Rick and Morty. The dialogue was great. The VR was fantastic. It was a Vive. So I already had the, already had the handles, and you could walk around and
I really wanted those earpieces.
Oh, man. It's autographed, too, I guess.
Oh, really?
He would have autographed them. He had an autograph session he was there with. The other thing that you could do was what are they called? I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden for these things. A Petri dish. And if you pressed a button, if you found the right button to press, it would shrink you down into that Petri dish. And everything was huge. And then you could find another lever to push and it would, bring you back to reality. And it was only like maybe 5-6 minutes. And then Rick and Morty came back and there was some kind of massive thing going on outside that they needed you to like pull a handle, and you pulled the handle and everything was good. You stepped through and then you were in like outer space and they're like, hey, we're making a VR game. It's going to be great. And all this other stuff.
So they were making a full game.
Okay. The lady that I talked to there said that once the game's released, you'll have the entire house to go through.
Okay.
It will not just his garage. There'll be all sorts of different things to explore and whatever. So it'll be a full-fledged type situation. So I know you're not ready to spend $250 on a Cartman car, but are you ready to spend $850 plus whatever for for a Vive with Rick and Morty?
I will do it.
Yeah. It was great. It was great.
This isn't really off topic. Well, one time I got him to reply back to me on Twitter.
Oh, really?
That's
got to be a thrill for you.
It really was. I thought it was cool.
No, I'm...
He was trying to find an Apple Pen at the time.
Dude, anytime any of the people, like anytime Amy responds back to me, or when Rand responded, or
Mark
anybody,
Hamill,
anytime you get a response from him. Anytime you get a response back for somebody on Twitter, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm not picking on you at all. Trust me.
He was looking for the Apple Pen, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he was joking around. I was like, why don't you just use the pencil jester or pencil vester? Pencil vester or jester?
I don't know.
In the season 2.
I've only started season 2, remember? Remember, I don't watch it like you do.
What have you been doing with your life?
Finish I savor season. The moments, man.
I mean, I get it, but...
I don't do the rush through. I savor it.
If you'd watch the show, you'd know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know.
And he was like, that's a good point. I'll look for him.
Yeah. That was it. I did get to see Amy's keynotes. And then I got to see her after the keynote. And some drinks, talked to her. It was great. Just I hadn't seen her in years. I hadn't seen her in forever.
Does she remember you?
Oh, God. So it was really... Yeah, I know. So it was really good to talk to her. It was actually very fantastic to talk to her. And the things that we talked about. So, yeah, it was great. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I can tell you from that conversation. And I think this is an easy one to tell you, that obviously Uncharted 4 was... very different in her thing than it was in what you guys played. There were a good bit of similarities. The ending was different, not in the sense that anybody dies, because nobody dies in either one. But the very ending of the game is not the ending she had. For those that you haven't played this yet, have you? So yeah, I don't want to really spoil anything on this. Most of the main plot was there as far as, like, what the MacGuffin was, the whole, the pirate ship and everything else, the gold. That was all you know, that was all there. Elena was way more involved than she was here. You didn't know until halfway through the game that you had been playing a flashback. Sam doesn't enter until about halfway through the game. And then that's when you find out that you've been playing a flashback the entire time. None of the sequences that involved the mansion and the two kids, and you've played and beaten the game, and the mother, none of that was in Amy's thing. None of that was there. It was all added in. So, there were differences. I can go into more.
But we have a break.
Do we? Jeez, God, we do. All right, we got to go. When we come back, we'll have more from Game Chat. Right? I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
Here's music from Splinter Cell. I want more Splinter Cell. Here's music from Splinter Cell. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat, one of the episodes that I wish we could go another hour with, but we can't. And we've only got about 15 more minutes to wrap this one up. I may hold off on... There's a lot of PlayStation news to get to, and I've spent it babbling on about PAX. Hey, Chris, thanks for holding, man.
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, hey. Not much. Just running out of time faster than whatever. Just fast.
So you enjoy your time with the Smell-O-Vision?
That was disgusting. I was so eager to do it, too. And it's not like I don't recommend anybody to do it, because curiosity will always win out for me over a lot of things. I was like, ooh, what does that smell like? Or what is this? And yeah, that was really bad. It was gross. The amount of... They tried to have this wall of protection around that one kiosk, because you're in a small room. And people on this side of the room are playing For Honor. Somebody's playing Steep. And so they had all these fans, like, trying to direct the air away from these people, because it leaked out, you know? And I guess that's why they had the Febreze hanging out there and everything else. So it was, yeah. So it was. I actually do enjoy the game, though. I really like the game. They're tapping into my wheelhouse, going the superhero route. So
yeah, thank God that they didn't smell Cartman.
This is bad. This was bad. This was worse than dogs. This was really bad. It reeked. It was horrible. So, how have you been?
Not too bad.
What have you been playing?
Well, I got a few games that I traded to my buddy at the game store in Prattville, RGP. and got the Star Ocean game. I've been playing it, but I also picked up the Witch and the 100 Night Revival Edition.
Yeah.
That game is hilarious, scary, and weird. You know, this the main character in that one is a witch that summons you, and supposedly you're supposed to be, you know, this powerful god and everything, but you turn out to be really weak, and she makes you do her bidding and everything for her and all.
Speaking of scary games, Outlast 2 was at the Microsoft event that I was at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was there. So I didn't play much of it because it's a scary game.
Did you play much of the Resident Evil 7?
I didn't do any of that. There was a line for that.
Mm.
And there were a line for a lot of things. You wanted to play Final Fantasy 15? Get a line. And those lines were capped by 15 after 10 when the doors opened. Because the way they would work, you'd go up and you would get a ticket. And all the tickets would be gone by, you know, 30 minutes within to the show floor opening. So if you wanted a ticket to play the Resident Evil demo, if you wanted a ticket to get to the Final Fantasy thing, you really had to be early. And that's very hard to do when they do a line queue and there's 70-some-odd thousand people trying to get into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I did not get to do that. So,
too bad.
Yeah. I talked to people who did, and it was basically, like I said, it was a theater experience. You just had the VR on your head. You got to watch basically the demo. You didn't really get to play the game. So that was about it. Hey, Chris, I hate to say this, man, because you've been waiting so long, but we really need to run, dude.
All right, well, listen to y'all later next week.
All right, we're gonna probably cover the PlayStation stuff next week. I don't think I'm afraid we won't have time to get into it, or at least as far into it as I want to go. But basically, the gist of it is there's the PS4 Pro.
Horrible name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Pro. That's marketing being marketing right there. This is
Drive Atari.
You know? Well, I don't even know if it's on that. This is what people see when they go into a store. You know, it's the Pro model or it's the other model. Well, I'm a gamer. I'm Pro. I'm going to get this. It costs more. I'm going to get the Pro.
At least it's not PS Extreme.
Who's to say they won't develop a third?
Neo would have been kind of cooler.
You know, I don't know. I don't really care about the name too much because it's a marketing situation. That's it. You're going to see something on the shelf. You're going to see PS4. You're going to see PS4 Pro. And you're going to think, well, let me get the Pro version of these.
Yeah.
It also looks like two PS4s stacked on top of each other. Yeah.
They should have slapped MLG on it, too.
Something, you know? Easy. It's there for to sell, but it's not something that interests me right now. If I had a 4K set, you know, if I had a 4K TV with HDR and all this other stuff, I would I would easily jump on it. You know me.
Yeah.
Come on. Who are you talking to here? You know I would. But the more I look at this, the more I'm like, I'm just not going to get you. I mean, until I got the equipment, man, there's no reason for me to get this. There's no reason for me to get the Scorpio. Until I have the equipment that I can utilize this stuff with, I have no interest in it. And that's just me. There are other people who probably have this sort of stuff already. I've seen forums and threads have started popping up about, so let's talk about 4K TVs. Because this has generated discussion about 4K stuff. It's going to do that when the Scorpio releases. It didn't do it as much when the Xbox One S came out, but it's going to do it for when the Scorpio releases. And Microsoft seems to be running with the win here.
Mm-hmm.
They are taking this like, we got them. We got them. The Xbox One S, I guess, it says it plays 4K Blu-rays, but I want to say that maybe that's an upscale thing or something that it's
not
doing.
Not native?
I just don't think it's native. Because they didn't push that feature.
No.
The feature they pushed on the Xbox One S was, it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really push the 4K Blu-ray aspect of it.
80% smaller.
Yeah, right.
However much.
They didn't really push that too much. I haven't looked into it, but
you think that would be something that they would push?
If that is a true 4K Blu-ray player, that's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the home theater sites that I look at, they haven't talked about that being a true 4K Blu-ray player. They said the first 4K Blu-ray player to release was something by Samsung, cost $300. If they put a 4K Blu-ray player into the Xbox One S and are charging, I think, $300 for it,
It'll be like back in the PS3 days. That would be the Blu-ray player.
Right. And I just haven't seen a lot of that. So I'm thinking maybe it's an upscaler that it does. Maybe there's something else to it, because I don't think it's a true 4K Blu-ray player. But I haven't done my research on it. And again, mainly because I'm sitting on the edge of 4K. I'm not there. And so I really haven't looked into this. Scorpio, as much as they're boasting about power, which I think they've won easily, they haven't talked about price for the Scorpio yet. They haven't really talked about much about the Scorpio other than it's in existence and it's coming next year, and it will do 4K gaming, and it's going to have all this power to it, but we don't know what it looks like. We don't know how much it's going to cost. We don't know much about it beyond that. It should play all of our old games, because that's the direction they want to go into, just like the Pro can play all the old PS4 games. They don't want that situation where you can't play your old games on the new system. They don't want to run into that again. So I don't know, but I want to go into this because there's a lot more to talk about. They've talked about the fact that their biggest competitor is the PC, not the Xbox. They've talked about how they're not going to allow mods for Fallout or Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, Skyrim.
Yeah. Which I kind of want to look into why that is as well. So there's a bunch of content control. Maybe there's a bunch of things there. Talk about content control. Let's talk about removing a headphone jack off a phone. Courage, my shiny metal. So anyway, let's wrap this up and open up some of this stuff over here. And we'll do this very quickly because we're about to run out of time. Not much in here.
Like I said.
There's really not much in here.
Check his backpack.
This is Loot Anime. The box turns into a classroom desk, so it's the back-to-school version. There is a tiny little... I don't know what this is. It's a tie from... Oh, God. Something Ronpa?
Danganronpa.
Danganronpa. Yeah. That thing.
Matt, you should know, if I'm going to take anything, it's not going to be from an anime box.
Okay.
Here you go.
The only thing I watch is Dragon Ball Z.
That's a tie, apparently.
Yeah.
There's this little thing. I don't know what this is.
A box?
A bento box.
What is this?
A bento box.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, a nice little Revolutionary Guru Lieutenant.
There's a magnetic dry erase board and magnet set for Assassination Classroom.
Ooh.
Yeah. You don't know what that is either, do you?
Haven't watched it yet.
So there's that. Here you go. There's a pin or something. It's a phone charm. I didn't know they made these.
Phone charms?
Yeah. They plug into the headphone jack.
Yeah.
Of your phone.
And they're little things, yeah.
And this one is, I don't know what this is from. It's from an anime. I don't know. Hold that up to the camera so they can see it, I guess. What is this? I don't know what this is. This is the worst box, because I'm the worst
person. Nothing about anime.
Put it this way, I'm the worst person to unbox a loot anime thing, because I have
Here's
no idea.
A thing and a something.
And this is a thing.
RJ, can you tell me what this is? Because I don't know.
That is a thing.
Looks like another charm or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Persona 3 manga, I guess. Yeah. So there's that.
So there's the bottom here. So...
There you go. Digimon Adventure. Cards, it looks like. Some kind of cards for Digimon Adventure. There you go. Then there's a poster that folds out. I don't know what is going to be on that poster, and I don't have time to go through it to find out, but there's a lot of stuff here, and I wouldn't know what it is, honestly, to tell you. I don't know what it's from. Look at that. He's going to open it up anyway, after he said he wouldn't.
Probably some classroom.
I don't know. It does tell me everything that's back here. Revolutionary Girl Utena Bento Box. Digimon Adventure Tri-Print Set, a back-to-school phone charm, a fruit basket figure keychain set, which is what that was from.
Okay. Fruit basket.
Yeah, and then there's the tie. which actually looks kind of cool. So, yeah, that's what's in the anime box. And if somebody could...
I gotcha.
Reconstruct that. Here's the manga for you. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to this one. This one's a little bit easier. This is the Level Up package, which is the monthly mystery apparel from Loot Crate. This one I enjoy doing because usually I know exactly, you know, I know better of what's in here than I do on the other thing. There we go. We got a Archer t-shirt that's still in the packaging. I will not unfold it to...
another Archer t-shirt?
Can you get that before in another box?
We did.
Yeah,
was,
the Archer...
It was an Archer political thing, yeah. Like okay. Archer for president or something yeah. like that.
Too bad that's the wrong size.
Because I would take it. We got socks, folks. We got socks from Suicide Squad. Easy enough to tell what that is. Oh, Harley. There you go. And we got more socks, folks. Socks. We got Punisher socks. Because when I think Punisher...
I think socks.
I think
nice, comfy, cozy socks.
Some crew socks for me.
Mm.
There you go. We got a card. We got Lootware Anti-Hero. Oh, it tells me everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you consider Archer an anti-hero?
Yeah.
Well, he's straight up hero.
We got a receipt. Yes. Throwing that away.
You don't want to put that on the camera?
I do not.
Hide the evidence.
We got a t-shirt, folks. T-shirts here. T-shirts for...
Oh.
Yeah. I dropped my bag.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
What is it?
I don't know.
I can't see it.
It's a dark elf.
Oh, that's
oh, that's Warcraft.
Yeah.
Sylvanas. Windrunner. The Undead Queen.
There you go. Putting that over there with you.
Ah.
We got it. I don't know what this is.
All right.
I don't think it's a shirt. Maybe it is.
Oh, it's my skirt.
It's a skirt.
Or boxers.
Or boxers.
I think it's a skirt. Looking at this photo.
Nope, those aren't boxers.
So my first guess was right.
It's a skirt.
Wow.
Well, they are boxers. It's very windy.
Oh, yeah. No, I work out in those every day.
There you go. A skirt.
I can have full form squats.
Just make sure when you do your sit-up, someone's holding your ankles.
Oh, it's going down.
All I can think of is Ace Ventura. Excuse me. Your balls are showing. There you go.
I used to think you were crazy, Dr. Evil, but now I could see your nuts.
Okay, that'll wrap it up. We are done. We're gonna save the PS4 talk for next week. But yeah, thanks for everybody joining us in the chat room and listening on the stream. Thanks for everybody who joins us each week for iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate that. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our Twitch channel now that it's working again. And if you're on Steam, join our Steam group and play games with us and other listeners over there. We've also got a PS4 community you can join up with there as well. Thanks, everybody. Sorry about the earlier issues there with both the video and the audio that you're going to hear, too, because we're going to kind of lose some of that as well. So.
Out of our control.
Yeah, some issues there. So, but thanks for bearing with us. You guys have a fantastic week, and we will see you next Saturday. I leave you with music from, well, it says Video Game Bed. So good luck. We'll find out. Probably Mega Man. I was right.